Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
But I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem or redeem on myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot.
Downtown Atlanta is deep. That was Bieber. Sorry for those who might have thought that that was a reggae artist or something. Yeah, that was Justin Bieber. Sorry, the remix. Inside what is typically a Friday night cypher, but tonight it's just Friday night in America. We're going to take a real slow wine to this thing tonight. Listen, we have been ripped to shreds in America this week. Just utter chaos, total chaos. And unfortunately, you know, I heard something today that reminded me, reminded me of something that's extremely real. As I myself am pretty perplexed, confused, bewildered, to say the least. I was reminded that hurt people hurt people. Hurt people hurt people. You've heard that before. And if you have not heard that before, someone close to you have heard that before. Hurt people hurt people. Woke up this morning pretty devastated by the five police officers who had been killed, and I think there's been a couple more since then who were not successful in the surgeries. 11 officers shot, 5 killed, 6 were in the hospital, 3 in critical condition. That was earlier today. And we woke up to this morning, Friday, July the 8th, 2016, after waking up day before yesterday, hearing about our dear brother, Philando Castell, which the day before we were just spiraling off of the video we had seen of our brother Alton Sterling. When I say we've been shook to our core this week, it's not about the situation. All of these situations are tragic. Every last one of them are tragic. And tonight, you know, I kind of just wanted to pause to not play a lot of music, but just to really clear my head. And I'm here just to do that tonight, clear my head, because I have not posted all week. The show has not posted all week, as it's just we've just been really grieving. And to wake up this morning to what was just, I mean, just an utter tragedy in Dallas. It was compared to 9/11. We've never lost that many officers at one time in one place compared to 9/11. But this is the deal. Again, hurt people hurt people. We've since learned since this morning that the shooter carried this out single-handedly. A military person. We didn't know a whole lot, but what we did know was that anyone with that type of precision when it comes to shooting was not just a average Joe. As you're probably watching the news all across America right now, Atlanta was serious. You can log on to our Facebook group page at TM Hyman Radio on Facebook, join the group, or you can simply follow us on Instagram to look at some of, you know, what was going on in Atlanta and what's still going on in Atlanta right now. We'll provide more updates for you soon. But, you know, just take a look at some of the pictures, some of the videos. Again, log on to our Facebook page, join the group, where we're going to be really turning up our voice as it relates to the political scene here in America. We've got to stand up, folks. We've got to be a rational voice in the midst of irrational behavior, hurt people. But the solution is not about it being a white thing or a black thing. It's really about us coming together to solve a very serious problem sooner than later. President Obama is clearly not in control. The next president will not be in control, via it, be it Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. Ladies and gentlemen, God is still in control. But listen, there are consequences for actions, and we got to talk this thing out. You're inside the Social Lab. Antoinette Smith, we'll be right back.
Do I drive you crazy with my one-word answer? Do I test your patience with my stubborn silence? Do you really wanna know what's on my mind? Well, here I go again, spoiling paradise. And I'm so caught up making sure you stay forever that I forgot to love the time we spent together. I just wanna breathe in, stop second guessing. Look at your smile, take it in. Try to relax in, live in the moment. And all that we've got to believe in. The future's just a promise that may change with the weather. The past is just a photo book, still I'm chasing forever. Why do I get searching for something I've already found? All we really have is love. Sunshine. Try to make it last while I know you're still mine. And I'm scared to show the fragile feeling that we live on with all my frustrations and high expectations. Take it as it comes. What I've got with you is as good as it gets. Get your smile and take it in. Try to relax and live in the moment. It's all that we've got to believe in. The future is just a promise that may change with the weather. The past is just a photo book, still I'm chasing forever.
Inside the Social Lab, T.M. Hyman Radio. It should do T.M. 914 YM here in the ATL. And listen, folks are deep downtown. I mean, there are like droves and droves and droves of folk. Traffic has been shut down. People are standing up. And it's not just here in Atlanta. It looks like all across the country. There are protests taking place. And folks, you know, listen. The protest in Dallas last night was pretty peaceful. The protest here in Atlanta, pretty peaceful. The situation with the officers is totally a grim situation because there was no correlation. And so I'm going to retract that statement because I don't know. However, what I'm saying is that was a completely separate incident from the protest that took place. Hurt people hurt people. This is what I know. I don't know a lot, but this is what I do know. I know that when people are frustrated, they typically are enraged and they act out of their emotions. We all cannot act out of our emotions because that would be total, utter chaos. As it relates to law enforcement, this is what I can tell you. I was in Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota, with a colleague who is white as snow about 3 weeks ago. We had a delayed flight coming in from San Diego, headed into Minneapolis. We didn't get into Minneapolis until about 2 o'clock in the morning. We're getting a rental car. It was a brand new rental. I wasn't driving. Thank you, Jesus. Why? Because we got stopped on the interstate, 2 o'clock in the morning, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Person stopped us, white as snow. However, comma, very courteous. He even made a little joke. When he rolled the window down, the officer turned the lights on. It was funny. He reached in, he turned the lights on. It was a brand new vehicle. We thought the lights were already on. It was bright on the dead interstate anyway, so it didn't look like we didn't have our lights on. But when the officer pulled us over, he said there was only one or two things that could be possible. You were either toasted, meaning drunk, or you were driving a rental car. Because we were also looking at the GPS trying to get to the hotel, and we must have been swerving a little bit on the interstate. So think about it. Lights off, rental car, swerving on the interstate. The assumption is drunk driver. That's the impression. That's the impression. Fast forward. Officer was fine. Officer was very nice, let us go, no ticket, no problems. Now, I will take you to 2 o'clock in the morning, Tampa, Florida. I'm totally by myself, same situation. It's a tough situation to be out at night in certain parts of the country. I don't want to say at this point any part of the country. Fast forward, I had no license. My car should have been towed. Because I was taught as a kid how to respect and how to respond to law enforcement, that's something that I never parted away from that. I was always taught that regardless, the attitude that you have at home, you can't necessarily take that attitude in the street because your parents aren't going to be there to protect you. My parents were very, very clear. How I respond to law enforcement, I believe, has kept me out of situations where it could have gone differently. If I was aggressive, if I was bucking, if I had a bad attitude, you know, if I'm fidgety in any way, I do the complete opposite. I'm totally still. You can see my hand at all times. I don't even say anything until they say something to me because I don't want no trouble. I understand that it's not fair. I understand that people that don't look like us, I understand white people, other people don't have to be on alert and it's not fair, but it's our reality and it's always been our reality. This is the deal. None of this is new. It's just more exposed through technology. None of this is new. It's been happening for years. If we look at history, history has repeated itself so many times as it relates to race relations in this country. When I was in high school, I witnessed the Rodney King situation. I mean, we've made it through OJ. I mean, come on. The Baltimore riots just took place, right? And, I mean, now here we go again. But, I mean, come on. We could take it all the way back to the 60s and the 70s. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to come together and have a better dialogue because, unfortunately, there's been a breakdown in role models and a breakdown in education as it relates to how to protect yourself in society. Social media has created a breakdown in social communication. And if we're going to talk and post, I mean, we need some rational talking, some rational thinking people at the table. Hey, it's 9:21. I'm pause for the calls and bring my road dog into the convo. Because I told y'all tonight, I just want to get it out of my head. This thing has just been so perplexing, frustrating, bewildering. I'm just trying to get it all out of my head. But what I know is we got to be rational and we got to come together and be mature. Isn't that right? The mature hot chocolate all the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City. I mean, we got to have mature dialogue. Isn't that right, hot chocolate?
We absolutely do. Mature and mature and real dialogue. Absolutely.
Out of control. I mean,
absolutely.
Welcome. How was your week? I mean, I know how
not
your week
bad
been.
At
My
all.
Gosh,
until,
it's been a hell of a week.
Yeah.
Hell of a week.
Yeah, and until these recent events, and then it takes me more to a feeling of fear and anxiety. It's interesting that you expressed that you felt blessed, per se, the fact that your parents gave you the tools and the knowledge of how to deal with these situations. You're absolutely correct in the fact that it's not new. It's just brought more to the forefront because we have social media. It is history repeating itself by all means. And it's sad that we have to teach our children the steps to take to deal with a situation where they encounter someone who is supposed to be there to protect and serve them as well as, you know, American citizens in the land of the free and the home of the brave and all that, but we're not treated with the same equality as our Caucasian counterparts. It's just the reality.
You know, but you know what? That's a rude reality. That's a rude reality that many of us, specifically millennials, right? I mean, and I'll say, you know, people talk a lot about millennials, but listen, I mean, we're Generation X, and really, we're not too damn different ourselves in the sense that, you know, we need you to respect us. We need you to don't talk to us crazy. But millennials, I mean, you know, it's like a whole nother level. It's like if you don't treat me fair, then it's going to be a problem. And unfortunately,
absolutely.
You know, life is not fair. I know that might be, you know, hard for us to embrace or accept. But, I mean, it's not fair. There's never been a balanced playing field. There will never be a balanced playing field. Nevertheless, folk have overcome. Nevertheless, we still have many successful people because guess what? You have to know the rules in order to be successful.
Absolutely.
You have to know the rules.
Absolutely.
And we're trying to play the game and we don't know the damn rules.
Mm-hmm. Or we're trying to make our own rules as if they don't apply to us. And by all means, they do. We're no different than anyone else, just in the fact that it's supposed to be a more modern day.
But we are different. But we are different. I think statistics prove that we are different. I think at the rate that African-American males are being, I'm going to say this, assassinated in the streets of America, we're different. But the difference is that we are so strong, so powerful in our being, that we have to know how to turn down a little bit. And what I mean by turn down is you have to know that sometimes you can be, we can be, I can be. Listen, we in this thing together. We can be, I can be, you can be. If your skin is dark, very intimidating when you're not even trying to be. What do you mean, TM? Even when you're speaking intelligently, when you're dressed up looking professionally, we are
absolutely
identified a little different. And so
yeah.
This is the key. The key is consistency. You have to be consistent. But let me bring it back down to fair treatment. Listen, life is not fair. We're not going to ever be treated fairly. That's reality. Anybody looking to be treated fairly is fooling themselves, because people do what they want to do. See, listen, it's this simple, folks. Let's not complicate the process. Let's just stay within your own realm. Do you treat all of your damn kids the same? Let's just start with you. Since we like to talk about other people. Let's start with you. Do you treat all
right.
of your kids the same? No, you
no,
don't.
Because
guess
they
what?
Don't have,
if,
no.
If I ask
they,
your kids, you know what your kids are going to say? Your kids is going to tell us who your favorite is.
Absolutely.
Because over the years,
absolutely.
You have not treated them fairly. Now, you can justify it. You can say, because you bad as hell. Because you don't have good grades. Because you don't never like to spend time with mama. See, you're not fair. See, it's about perspective. But we have to start at home with ourselves. This is what I know as an African-American male living in the United States of America. He's intelligent, strong, and eager, and he's about to become extinct if we don't do something.
Yes. Yes, very
I
quickly.
It needs to be a T-shirt, and you can't run with it because I said it first, and we've got it a part of our podcast. He's intelligent,
that's
strong,
right.
and eager, and he's about to become extinct. Listen, a generation has been growing up for years with crime, drugs, and unemployment. How in the hell have we been expected to survive? I'll let it ponder for a moment.
I was having a conversation with my oldest son.
Serious stuff.
Go ahead, Scott.
No, I'm listening to you. This is like crazy.
It is.
Go ahead.
I was having a conversation with my oldest son yesterday after being brought literally to tears. Watching the video footage regarding Philando Castile. It moved me so much that I went to my son and I just asked him, first and foremost for a hug, and secondly, just to watch himself when he's out and about more. More so reason being because both of my sons are concealed weapons holders, have taken mm-hmm. their classes, have their weapons permits, everything is legal. And again, in this same situation, this is what happened with Philando Castile. His girlfriend is expressing that he let the officer know that he had concealed weapons, that he was licensed to carry it. He was reaching for that license when they started shooting. In the midst of my son trying to console me, we had somewhat of a debate in the fact that he was sorry that these events had taken place, but that he felt he was smarter than the situation because he knew how to handle the situation. We go back to a time when he'd gotten stopped by the Tampa Police Department driving. I think they said one of his taillights was out, and he let the officer know that he had his weapon with him. The officers immediately drew their weapons and told him not to move or they were going to light him up. Now, after the fact of all of this happening, my son is telling me this. And once again, I'm an emotional being. Brought me to tears again. But just to continue on, he said that his hands were in plain sight. He told them to take him out of the vehicle, and then he directed them to where the gun was. Now, he'd made the mistake of leaving his weapons permit at home in his wallet. He had his driver's license with him and his registration and insurance, but he didn't have his gun license with him. So they were going to lock him up at that point, even though they very well could have just run the serial number on the gun to find that out. And they went back and forth debating amongst themselves for probably a half an hour before they called me to get the number. I gave it to them, and they let him go. The situation could have turned out so much worse and so much more different.
Right.
It was just a matter of the fact of him having officers who were willing to give him a chance and not, I guess, overstep their authority and overlook the rational decision to do, which would have been, okay, if he really does have a concealed weapons permit, we can look this up and we can find it out and he can be on his way, and then we can go back to protecting and serving.
Yeah, but it also goes back to the fact that your son knew how to properly respond. And we're going to pause for the calls and come back. It's 9:32. Knowing how to respond, it's almost like when you see a police officer, if you value your life, right, and the whole idea is to say yes to your future. We say yes to our future on this show, and we want you to say yes to your future. And the bottom line is knowing how to respond. It's not about being a punk, right? And so this is the thing that we've got to get over in our community. You know, ain't nobody gonna punk us. Ain't nobody gonna punk me. Well, guess what? 9 shots of your ass, I'll punk you all day. All day, every day.
Really quickly.
And it's not about punking you and you feeling punked. It's about you getting home safe every night and you not sweating the small stuff, because we have enough of other stuff, real stuff, to worry about, right? I know it's not fair, but it's called tactics. You have to know tactically how to get out of tough situations, good or bad. We'll talk about that more. This is LaRoyal, Treat You Right. It's the Social Lab, Team Hama Radio.
Allah. Allah. All I wanna do is, all I wanna do. All I wanna do is, all I wanna do is, all I wanna do is treat you right. All I wanna do is treat you right. Don't worry about the past, don't clutter your mind. Just give me a chance and I can renew your mind. Yeah, yeah. Upside down in society, living a life based off irrelevant when it comes to me. Cause all I wanna do, all I wanna do is, all I wanna do is, all I wanna do is treat you right. I don't think she heard me all. All I wanna do is, all I wanna do is, all I wanna do is treat you right. Don't even know what it feels like.
You've been so torn from all the lies.
But baby, we can make it, we'll be alright. Give love another chance.
Give me a chance to make it right.
Been so long, but don't lose sight.
Right on the other side.
On the horizon.
But baby, you've got to fight with me.
I know it's hard, but baby, come with me.
Let down your guard and baby, you will see.
All I wanna do is,
all I wanna do is, all I wanna do is, baby, all I wanna do is treat you right.
Oh, come on.
Like, yeah, the law,
yeah, yeah. Now let me break it down,
break it down,
yeah, oh yeah.
Now let me break it down.
To break it down for you,
but all I wanna do,
all I wanna do is, all I wanna do is, baby, all I wanna do is treat you right.
All I wanna do is,
all I wanna do is,
all I wanna do is treat you right.
PM here in Tampa Bay, Florida. TM Hyman Radio, the social lab, your girl Hot Chocolate, and the general TM Hyman, as we recap the week in news and entertainment. And it's very somber and sad news that we bring to you. And it's not entertaining in any way, shape, or form. We're in a various time, very serious time in our lives, and we've got to make some changes. We've got to stand up for ourselves. We've got to be aware, and we've got to be alert. And when I say stand up for ourselves, I don't mean in the actions that took place last night in Dallas, Texas. I mean standing up for our rights. And TM, I see in some of your postings today on our website, as well as your TM Hyman Radio Facebook page, that you were involved in a very peaceful protest there in the Atlanta, Georgia area regarding the incident that took place yesterday. And
it's still going on right now.
Absolutely.
It's still going on right now. Absolutely.
Yeah,
we have to. We can't just talk about it. We can't just talk about it. And so before the break, you know, we were talking about strategy, right? I mean, Gina was telling us about the episode with her son, but I'll tell you, my mother was very serious about making sure that, you know, her kids were not killed in the streets. And so I was born in the 70s, and so I was raised in the 80s. And so for my mother in the 70s and in the 80s to be concerned about me being killed in the streets, it says that this is not new.
Absolutely.
Says that this has been going on. The potential has been, it's been that way since our existence. And this thing is about, see, there's two things that you can do to prevent. And one word is just that, prevention. There's two things. There's prevention and intervention. You can stop something before it happens, or you can cut it off in the midst. Stopping it before it happens is prevention. Cutting it off in the midst is intervention. And so what you do to keep yourself out of situations, folks, is guess what? You got to get rid of that don't punk me attitude, and you just have to respect authority. A lot of times, because we feel like people don't respect us, we take the position, I'm not going to respect you. Well, guess what? And if you don't have the upper hand, I'm thinking you need to dumb it down until you get out of this situation. If you walk away feeling punked, guess what? Put a little bow on it and take it home with you. Because it's okay if you got away with your life. We're living in times where, guess what? People aren't dealing with bad attitudes and disrespect. Specifically because I get it. You're like, well, if they disrespect me, why should I respect them? Listen, they're afraid. We're living in times where officers are afraid to do a job that they don't get paid enough for.
That's right.
They're afraid. And so this is the deal. Help them to not be afraid. Help them to do their job by taking the pressure out of it. Always give them the upper hand. Always be respectful. This is three things that I can guarantee you will get you out of every situation with law enforcement unless you have done a crime. And if you've done a crime, I can't help you. You best call Morgan & Morgan. Now, the first thing, listen, adjust your attitude. Adjust your attitude. Even kill your attitude. Even if you got to put on a fake smile, put on a fake smile. The whole idea of adjusting your attitude is to take the defense out of the situation. Don't give the officer any reason to be on the defense. Number one, adjust your attitude. Number two, put your hands on the wheel. Put your hands on the wheel so that they can see your hands. I was listening to a radio show on Wednesday on my way to work. This was the day that we were really, you know, really, really trying to get over Alton Sterling. And I heard a gentleman call into a radio show. He said his wife was a law enforcement officer. And the one thing that she told him back in the day when they got married, how to always respond to a police officer, cross your hands at 12 o'clock on your sterning wheel. Cross your fists at 12 o'clock. Meaning at the top of your sterning wheel, just cross your hands. So that what that says to the police officer is you good. You want him to know that, you know, that you don't have any weapons, that is all good. And so I've never crossed my hands. Not a bad idea, but I've always put my hands on the wheel. So number two, either cross your hands at 12 o'clock on the wheel or just put your hands on the wheel. The idea, again, is to help the officer who has no idea whether you have a weapon, whether you have drugs, whether you want to shoot him. Remember that. So don't give him anything to be jumpy or nervous about. And number three, don't pop off at the mouth. Black people, we will pop off at any given moment. And listen, we can't talk trash. We got to stay calm, you know. I mean, most people know to say sir, you know, to show some kind of respect, or ma'am, to show some kind of respect, right? But, I mean, let's not pop off. Stay respectful. Don't use curse words. The idea is to not create tension. It's to reduce. It's to defuse. Three things that I can guarantee you will get you out of the situation. I'm not from the suburbs. I lived in the suburbs later in my life. My friends would probably describe my lifestyle as middle class. I think it probably shifted as I got older, but I'm middle class. But I was born and raised in what was described as the projects. Now, my mom always worked. She always worked. And so we were never snotty-nosed little kids running through a community. But I was raised
right.
In an environment where, guess what? You had to work hard to stay focused because there was drugs and crime and unemployment all around you. You had to learn how to respect your elders, and at the end of the day, learn that respecting others was going to be a part of reality growing up. I didn't learn that by osmosis, though. I didn't teach myself that. I had parents and people in the community that taught me that and held me accountable to that. The one thing that has changed over the years, young people don't have that anymore. The last few generations, the last couple of generations, they've not had that. We got to get back to instilling some sense of values. The morality has gone totally to hell. What is morality?
Yeah.
You ask a young person, what are morals? And they might tell you that it's a brand of a shoe that they don't want.
Okay. Okay.
What are morals? They're like, I don't know, but I don't want it.
Yeah. Well, did
right.
you have the same
I mean, come on. I mean, it might sound ridiculous, but I think it's quite factual.
It is. You hit that right on the head.
I think it's quite factual.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Horror in America this week. But this is what I believe. I believe that we've seen nothing yet unless we come together and tackle this humongous problem facing the citizens of the United States. We are on the verge of civil war. It's 9:48.
Said I'd be gone by 5. It's sunrise and I'm still in your bed. Good night, usually means goodbye. Me replaying memories in my head. Look at you, look at you, look what you made me do. How do you figure my every move? Who are you, who are you? You look so familiar. I know you, baby, I know the truth. We got way too much in common. Somebody like me, you wanna love somebody like me. If you could love somebody like me, you must be Mr. Too. Who wants to love somebody like me? You wanna love somebody like me. If you could love somebody like me, you must be Mr. Too. We used to talk till midnight. All those days that you stayed at my house, we were just passing the time. When we were young and we ain't had no vows. Nah, 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 maybe later on I'll text you and maybe you'll reply. We both know we had no patience together day and night. Get an eye on our supply and we ain't satisfied. I could love you all occasions. We got way too much in common. I'm being honest
Alicia Keys in Common, 9:51. Hey, it's Friday night in America, and we've just been doing like a little quiet storm. We've just been exhaling, if you will, just getting things off our mind. And if you caught us halfway through the show and you're like, what are they talking about? Why aren't they mad? We don't need to breathe. We don't need to put our hands on the steering wheel. What are you talking about? Castell was in the passenger seat. I understand all that, and I challenge you to go back to listen to the show in its entirety, because we talked about at the top of the show being a rational voice in the midst of frustration. We talked about trying to not add fuel to the fire, because hurt people hurt people. And this situation is already totally out of control, and there's enough people that's been hurt. Philando Castile, Alton Sterling, they need justice. Those officers need to be held accountable for their actions. And there are always going to be instances that are totally beyond our control. And I'm not speaking of those instances. I'm speaking of instances that we can prevent, things that we can intervene right now to keep this from continuously happening, by simply knowing that it's okay to yield. It's okay to back down to a police officer. It's okay, because we want you to walk away with your life. We want you to say yes to your future. But what we're talking about, absolutely, again, is trying to prevent it in a 1-2-3-step situation. And again, I'll repeat it. Number one, balance out your attitude. Just know that they are an authority with a gun, and you could possibly not make it back home tonight. I don't know about you, but that'll balance my attitude out every time. And you don't have to, but we just saying that's what we gonna do. That's what we gonna do. Number two, put your hands in view where they're not wondering what you're doing. It's just smart business. If you were a law enforcement officer, you would want to see their hands too. That's typically why they say put your hands out the window. Put your hands up. They're trying to see it from the outside. They want to make sure you're not fiddling at nothing. And number three, be quiet. I know your mama told you if you ain't had nothing nice to say, don't say nothing. So be quiet when you're talking to an officer, because all you want to do is get out of that situation. Why are you popping off?
There you go.
Stay calm. Stay calm. Stay calm. We love y'all. We love y'all. And we appreciate the love that you share with us, the love you show us, give us. Listen, I'm looking at a Coca-Cola bottle that says, share a Coke with TM Hyman Radio. I got this FedExed from a listener, and this is like the best. That's love. That's love. We love you back. This has been a tragic week for us here in America. But guess what? We gonna get through this together. What don't kill us only makes us stronger. Our hearts,
yeah,
and our prayers, our condolences go out to the family and friends of Alton Sterling, Philando Castile, and the officers who were all slain in Dallas last night. Those who are still in the,
yeah,
hospital, those... And there were others shot who were not officers yesterday. I believe at least a female,
yeah,
that was reported who was,
yeah,
shot. And so, you know, God bless her and her family. Godspeed her recovery. Folks, we're back Monday, 9 p. Pray for us as we pray for you, because this damn country surely needs prayer. He's intelligent.
Absolutely.
He's strong and he's eager. And he's about to become extinct, but not on our watch. Hey, black man, stand up.
Cover us, Lord. We need you now more than ever. We'll be back on Monday. We are that crew, that team, that network, TM Hyman Radio, The General, myself, Hot Chocolate, Sage James, Madam Cebo Boston, Toya Cooper, Dee Dee Willingham, Brian Cooper. Everybody have a good night. Oh, did I say Boston? Yes, Madam Cebo Boston. I did. My mind is elsewhere right now. I'm sorry. Everybody have a good night. Stay safe out there, everybody. Keep your eyes open and stay vigilant.
Absolutely.
Maria, breathe in. Yo, chick.
Put that on that beat. Yeah.
If your chick comes close to me, she ain't going home where she supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Oh, all my clothes to me. And all the money in the world they supposed to pay. Oh, the whole goal for me. Have your chicks in the pit like supposed to me. Oh, that's how I'm supposed to pay. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to pay. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to pay. Everything look like it's supposed to be. Pull up to the club and they go up. Make your girl fall in love when I show up. It's not my fault, she wanna know me. She told me you was just a homie. She came down like she knew me. Gave it up like a group. And that's fact, no printer. Cold, turn the summer to the winter. She gave me in her phone as bestie. But I had her screaming, oh. Yo, girl, wasn't supposed to text me. You wanna know how I know what I know? If your chick comes close to me, she ain't going home where she supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Oh, all my clothes to me. And all the money in the world they supposed to be. Oh, the whole goal for me. Now your chicks in the pit like post for me. That's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. Everything good like it's supposed to be.
Got your girl in my section, finna go up. Smoking loud, I'm about to roll up. She ain't never got high like this with a guy like this. When she pop it, tell her, hold up.
Better believe she gon' leave with a real. I dig her down, can't put it down like I do. I get the boss and no discussion, gotta deal with it. See my swing, where about you?
My God, she rolled.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
TM Hyman Live.